Interesting story in the Irish Times this morning, which relates to our first piece on the show. Temple Bar business owners complained of a surge in drug abuse and crime. They're saying that gangs were cleared out of areas around Grafton Street during COVID regeneration, so they moved on and settled in Temple Bar instead. This follows recent claims that antisocial behaviour in the heart of Dublin is as bad as ever, a takeaway owner warned. They were forced to close. Duran Madden's business was forced to close. One of his couriers was attacked in 2021. He was speaking after RG Data, which represents over 4,000 independent businesses across Ireland, reveals members have suffered waves of harassment, vile abuse and shoplifting. And Temple Bar, in the Irish Times, the businesses are saying that they're having major problems with open drug taking and drug dealing on the streets. Well, that echoes, I suppose, the story that we had yesterday when Mary told her story about having a business on Market Street in Tralee and seeing an increase in loitering, large groups of men, drug taking and antisocial behaviour on the street. On foot of that, we got a number of calls from people who both had owned businesses on the street, and one former resident, Tom, got in touch with us, says he had to move out, such was the nature of the antisocial behaviour. I spoke to him just after the show yesterday.
Yes, I lived on Market Street, but I got out there because it got too rough there, like.
Okay, so you got out of there. You actually ended up leaving because of what you were seeing in the area.
Yeah.
Tell me what you saw. Tell me when did this get worse over time, or what was the story?
It's over the last year it's gone very bad. Like it's there's groups of young adolescents hanging out, and up to 20 at a time, and they're drinking, they're smoking hash, there's drug dealing around there. Like I said, there's people down the lane urinating and defecating up against the wall, and it's scary down there. Like
urinating and defecating down the lane.
Yeah. Oh, right. In the morning, if you come out there, you'd want to watch her walking there sometimes, like.
Really?
Yeah, it's and you'd never ever see a guard. That was the main point there that Jill was making this morning. You'd never see a guard up or down that lane, or you know, dispersing them, or if they were hunted away a few times, they might congregate somewhere else. But they seem to be kind of congregating that shelter there, and it's kind of, if we can understand it, the shop itself is kind of refreshed in, whereas if it was if there was a railing coming straight down to kind of force them out into the weather, they mightn't congregate there as much. But
For people who don't know, it's a laneway. It's called Market Street, but it's really a lane, and it's central to the town, so it's off the main thoroughfare. It's off Rock Street on one side, off Russell Street really the other, in the Mall. So it's kind of it's in the middle, but it's kind of hidden really, to an extent, which probably suits the people who are congregating there. It's not that wide a lane. 20 people would be a lot. So is it intimidating? Was it intimidating, like that group of people all there together?
Yeah, they're very intimidating, and like even for old people now coming up there, you know, they're nervous to them, and they're laughing at them and jeering at them, and you know, it isn't done. Like I said, you'd never see a guard on the beat in Tralee. Like, you know, like that was the story I was in towns and cities before. You'd see guard presence, but that doesn't see you. It's like seeing the Virgin Mary now on the street to see a guard.
Yeah, you feel a guard of presence would help with the situation. It might not solve the problem, because drug taking and drug dealing is a complex social problem that we've had for years. But you feel it might do the trick in terms of at least moving them out of this area.
Yeah, exactly. It would. Yeah.
And you had to get out.
I did. Because it is just, you know, the way you can have a premonition that something that you're going to have an altercation with them, and you know, like they're just too much of a gang together to take on for one person.
And open smoking, but open drug dealing.
Open drug dealing, yeah. It's like at the time, and they go down there, and they hand over the drugs, and they hand over the money, and away they go again. It's like going into dailies and buying a bar of chocolate over the counter.
Same sort of a thing.
Yeah, it's that. A fellow said to me there one day lately, it's easier to get cocaine now and drugs than get a pizza, he said. And he said the truest thing he ever said.
My God, it's, I suppose it, that is the thing. It's unfortunately, it is on the rise and it is very prevalent and it's very easy to get your hands on it, which tells its own story about, I suppose, the war on drugs that we're having, or the battle to try and solve the problem, Tom, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, look, it is a sad thing to say, but I think drugs, cocaine and stuff is here to stay because there's just too many people on it.
Yeah. Yeah, too many people are partaking. If there was no customers, there'd be no trade. But unfortunately, there obviously are, and yours, you saw it. There are lots of customers.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt. Like, it's a thriving business.
Is it different age groups, Tom? Different age profiles that would be coming and going, or the groups of men, or what?
It's mostly our groups of men, yeah. Well, you'd have the odd woman too, like, but it's mostly our lot of young adolescents, like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I did see some pictures that we were sent in, and there were some older individuals there as well at that particular time. So there was people in their 20s and 30s there too, but 20 people, it's a lot on a small laneway.
Oh, yeah, like I said, it can be a rough area at times, like, and you know, it's hard for the businesses down that lane because, you know, like, most of them are they're all girls that are working there, like, and, you know, like,
they're hard working, they're trying to run their business best they can, they have loyal customers, but this must be affecting them, as Mary said this morning.
Oh, sure, I totally concur with what she said, like, yeah, they're paying rent and rates there, and, like, what are they paying rent and rates for, like, for they have no protection.
And there's residents on the lane as well, obviously, like you were until you got out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, look, Tom, thanks for telling me your story, and sorry you had to leave, but we'll see where it goes. We've contacted the Gardaí for comment on the situation, see what they say, but thanks for outlining your experience of it.
Thanks very much.
There you go, that's Tom's story. Used to live on Market Street, had to move out of it, such was the nature of the antisocial behaviour. Now, we have contacted Gardaí Síochána on this to, I suppose, respond to the concerns of business owners and others who have contacted us in relation to the issue there. It's not the only place where there are problems, as many of you got in touch with us in relation to other areas, not just in Tralee as well, with regards to antisocial behaviour, but we'll wait and hear what the response will be from Gardaí Síochána in relation to that. Give us your views. In the meantime, 0667 123 666, what do you think needs to be done here? And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Sinn Féin councillor for the Tralee area and on Kerry County Council, Cathal Foley. Councillor Foley, good morning to you. Okay, we will get to him in a moment. Actually, do you know what we're going to do? We'll take a quick break, we'll get to your comments, and we'll hear from Councillor Foley after we take these.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
McGilligan's Castle Island famous tile, bathroom and laminate sale is now on. Save up to 50% on our extensive range of quality wall and floor tiles. Get great design ideas from our bathroom experts and prices that will not be beaten. McGilligan's Castle Island famous tile sale is now on.
Sunsoak in Mexico with TUI. Fly direct to Cancun from Dublin and save up to €400 per person. Holiday sorted. TUI. Live happy. Offer T's and C's apply.
From Donegal to Killarney, Margot comes to the Gleneagle INEC Arena with special guests David James, Shuni Cramsey and MC Dermot Moriarty on May 25th. Tickets from €30, available from inec.ie. Don't miss Margot with special guests at the Gleneagle INEC Arena on May 25th.
In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, don't miss your free Suckler Cow magazine. For more, here's Paul Mooney.
Find out how suckler farmers can secure up to €150 per cow under the new SCEP scheme. Our team of experts answers all your queries as the deadline looms. Find out if your cows have the right stars for the scheme and a step-by-step guide to the Board BEA Quality Assurance Scheme.
Don't miss your free Suckler Cow magazine inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal, on sale now.
Want to work from home without the worry of dropped connections? What about enjoying a film without any freezing? Do your kids want to be online at the same time? National Broadband Ireland is delivering high-speed fibre broadband under the National Broadband Plan to homes, schools and businesses across rural Ireland. To find out when you can get connected, simply contact one of our broadband providers. We have almost 50. Or check your air code at nbi.ie. NBI, building a limitless Ireland, supported by the Government of Ireland.
Francis Jones here, inviting you to join me live from the Marks & Spencer 15th anniversary celebrations in Killarney this Saturday. There's €300 in Marks & Spencer gift cards to be won, and I'll be letting you know how you could win your shopping for free. Tune in from 11am for the 15th anniversary celebrations, live from Marks & Spencer, Deer Park, Killarney.
Where Kerry talks, it's Kerry Today with Gerry O'Sullivan.
Yeah, we're talking about antisocial behaviour problems, particularly, I suppose, in the Tralee area, from what people have been telling us over the last number of days. If you have a view, get in touch with us in the programme. We've got Sinn Féin councillor Cathal Foley with us on the line. And Cathal, you heard there from what Tom was saying, what Mary said yesterday, about what they say are increasing problems. What is the answer to this, and how bad are things getting to your mind in general?
Well, Gerry, there has always been a problem with antisocial behaviour, and especially around the drugs issue. In not alone in Tralee town, but in all towns of the same size as Tralee. I talked to councillors from other big towns around the country, and they have the very same problems that we have in Tralee. So it's not just a Tralee issue, it's in every town and village in the country. In Tralee, like, obviously the answer is we need more Gardaí, and I think that's clear for everyone to see. We need more Gardaí, and we need more visibility of Gardaí in our town centres, in our town parks, in our back streets, in our laneways. The visibility isn't there, and it's down to a lack of manpower on the ground. And that is only one slight part of it. The other huge issue is what we always discuss is the housing problem. And in Tralee, we have Kerry County Council are relying on private businesses like hostels to provide homeless accommodation. There are a minority of people in homelessness that are addicted to drugs, unfortunately, and they're staying overnight in the hostel or in the homeless services, and yeah, they're out on the street by day and hanging around the town centre or the town park, and that is a huge issue. And as I said, we're relying on private businesses to provide homelessness accommodation, and Tralee is the major centre point for our homeless accommodation in the whole county. If you were made homeless in Dingle, you're likely, or in Killarney or Listowel, you're likely to end up in Tralee, and that is a huge problem. Yeah. And it is a problem that we have been asking Kerry County Council and the government to resolve for a long number of years. But yes, it's a lack of resources within the Gardaí and within the Kerry County Council.
Yeah, but is that the issue then, or the double issue there? You're talking about housing, but that itself, and housing difficulties and lack of availability for, let's say, suitable emergency accommodation for people who are in this transient situation or maybe battling an addiction. But is that another story of the failure of this war on drugs? The availability is widespread, if not increasing, and we continue to lock people up for minor convictions over and over again, instead of perhaps maybe looking at it a different way and going down the treatment route, which is linked to that story of housing. You need proper housing so people can access treatment to get them off the drugs in the first place.
You do, Gerry, and like the issue with the Gardaí aren't going to stop. They know people are smoking cannabis or are dealing small amounts of cannabis. That, I mean, the Gardaí, if you talk to any guard, they're not going to be arresting these people day in,
it's
day
a waste
out.
Of time, it, and it a waste of resources.
It is a waste of time and a waste of resources. They're trying to go further up the chain and catch the people that are dealing, that are bringing in the amounts from wherever they're coming from, Limerick or Cork or wherever else. They're trying to catch those people that are higher up the drugs food chain, if you talk to any guard, morale is so low in the Gardaí at the moment, and we all know it, we hear it every day, and that this is one of the reasons. But it seems to be that they're fighting a losing battle on the drugs trade and on antisocial behaviour. It's very difficult for the guards that are there, but I mean, it does come down to that we do need more Gardaí on the streets. We get lots of complaints as councillors of certain areas like the town park, it has been brought up before in your programme,
yeah,
that
yeah,
it's not patrolled properly. And look, talk to the Gardaí when they have a problem with guards out sick or anything else or on leave. They're under resourced and they're in big trouble, and they don't have the numbers on the ground to man every area or to patrol every area. So it is a huge problem in Tralee, but not just Tralee. Other towns will tell you the very same thing.
Yeah, is there another issue here? And the trade we're talking about, let's say, and not focusing it solely on people who may be homeless, maybe in addiction problems themselves, there may be mental health issues attached to that, but there's a wider trade going on which is fueling all of this, fueling the availability, fueling the demand. There's a demand there, and not just from people on the bottom rungs from people who are in the middle class, people who are taking cocaine. Cocaine is absolutely everywhere, according to people I speak to out there, young people dabbling in it. And is there a disconnect there between people who take a few lines at a weekend and then some of the same people, the same sex society, giving out about what are the Gardaí doing to tackle this problem? Is that part? Like, if there wasn't, as Tom said, if there wasn't any customers, there wouldn't be any business, there wouldn't be any trade.
That is another problem, but that's not fueling the antisocial behaviour that's happening in Tralee Town by day, or that, like, that's a different situation where you have people who are working all week and then going out on the weekends and buying their cocaine and they're having their cocaine party, and it's not as a taboo subject as it used to be. When I was growing up, there was cannabis was available and there was ecstasy available, but cocaine wasn't seen as a drug that was available. Now it seems to be accepted by certain members of society that this is acceptable, and of course it's not. And people that are out there that are buying their line of cocaine or whatever at the weekend, yes, of course they are. They're fueling the drugs trade, and they're lining the coffers of the drug dealers. But as I said, going back to the antisocial behaviour, that is not the cause of most of the antisocial behaviour. Obviously it's a cause at weekends maybe, but the issues that have been raised in your programme this week about Tralee Town, that is not the issue.
No,
but,
well,
again, as I said to you, homelessness, it's a minority of homelessness, and it's not tarring everyone with one brush that are homeless. Of course it's not. People are in homelessness because of different situations, because of high rents and lack of availability, but there are addiction problems also, and as I said to you, people are in a homeless accommodation during the night, and then they're turfed out during the day, and they have nowhere to go, and they're hanging around the town, and they're causing problems for business owners and people going around their daily lives in Tralee and Clare.
And look, it's not just Tralee. Finally, Cathal, we're seeing in the Irish Times this morning a report on Temple Bar. Some of the shop owners and business owners there are saying the same thing, a story of a jeweller who had to call the Gardaí at 11:30 a.m. in the morning because it was two men who appeared to be smoking crack cocaine right outside his shop. A restaurant owner saying Garda presence in here has dramatically reduced and that they're having major problems. The place looks like a kip, is one of the quotes.
Well, look, and you've got to go to Dublin. If you go to Dublin for matches or anything, you can see it in the city centre along the Liffey there. You can see it in every part of Dublin city centre. Of course, it's a huge, huge problem. And again, we have Gardaí coming out of Templemore and going into these places and becoming disillusioned. And you talk to any guard in their 40s and 50s, and all they're telling you is they're counting down their days until they get out of it because they're not resourced properly, and they feel that they're being abandoned, and it's going to have to be tackled one way or the other.
Okay, alright, listen, we're going to leave it there. That's Cathal Foley, their councillor on Kerry County Council, with his views on what needs to happen. More Gardaí in the street, but there's a wider issue attached to housing and emergency accommodation that needs to be tackled as well. If you have a view on it, get in touch. A listener says, hello, Jerry, I went to Tralee yesterday on a leisurely day while off work. The amount of gangs hanging around the mall near the corner of Dan Fitzgerald's, I wanted to go into the square but had to take the next exit into the square near Carrigdon. Where are the guards to move them on? The question is, what happens when you move them on then? Is the other question, and tackling maybe the root problems, as Cathal was suggesting.